Lunch is not included.
I'm Kim Cartwright. Malcolm Turnbull has pledged Australia's commitment to ensure peace on the Korean Peninsula in a meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The Prime Minister and President met on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Hamburg. Mr. Turnbull said Australia and South Korea have a strong and growing friendship, and the free trade agreement between the two countries continued to drive the economic relationship. Meanwhile, US President Donald Trump has met with Chinese President Xi Jinping to discuss the threat of North Korea. Following the meeting, Mr. Trump says he's confident the threat of the rogue state will be addressed.
As far as North Korea is concerned, I know they will have. Eventually, success may take longer than I'd like, may take longer than you'd like, but there will be success in the end, one way or the other.
The New South Wales Greens have jumped to the defence of embattled Federal Senator Lee Rhiannon, labelling her suspension from the Federal Party Room as unconstitutional. The New South Wales State Delegates Council voted at a meeting yesterday to support Senator Rhiannon after she was banished from the Federal Party Room last month for opposing the Turnbull government's Gonski 2.0 funding package. The state delegate requested Senator Rhiannon be fully reinstated without restriction to the Federal Party Room for all meetings. Several species of exotic and potentially deadly ants have been seized from a home in Canberra. Biosecurity officers were tipped off by the public after the ants were advertised for sale on the Gumtree website. Seven species of imported ants were seized, with one of them known to have caused several cases of anaphylaxis overseas. The maximum penalty for wildlife trade offences under the Environment Protection and Biosecurity Conservation Act is 10 years in prison and a $180,000 fine for individuals. Councils in regional New South Wales are being invited to apply for government funding for infrastructure. Minister for Regional New South Wales, John Barilaro, says the $200 million Stronger Communities Fund will bring a vital boost to many areas across the state.
It's going to be driven by local communities to ensure investment in the projects support their aspirations. So my message is get involved early, get your projects up, start talking to your local Member of Parliament.
A young man remains in a critical condition in intensive care after being hit by a car while crossing a Gold Coast intersection. The 20-year-old pedestrian was hit around midnight on Friday at Oxenford and taken to Gold Coast University Hospital. The male driver of the car wasn't injured and is not in custody. Forensic experts are continuing investigations and police have appealed for witnesses or anyone with dash cam footage of the accident to come forward. A man and a woman are in hospital after they were shot by police during a fancy dress swingers ball at a Melbourne nightclub. A 35-year-old man dressed as the Batman character The Joker was shot in the torso and taken to hospital under police guard. The woman he was with, who was said to be kitted out as Harley Quinn, was shot in the leg. The partygoers were shot at the Inflation nightclub on King Street in the early hours of yesterday morning when a fake gun was allegedly aimed at police. Witnesses say the couple were in a compromising position at the time of the incident. Also in news, South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill is heading to Jamestown in the mid-north, where billionaire investor Elon Musk will build the world's biggest lithium-ion battery. This is AIR News. Ford star Scott McLaughlin insists he's not focusing on winning his maiden supercars title after rocketing to the top of the championship in Townsville. The DJR Team Penske Ace's dominant victory in the 200-kilometre race yesterday helped him leapfrog teammate Fabian Coulthard for the overall lead. McLaughlin continued his stellar form, winning his fifth race for the season after starting from pole position for the eighth time this year. The hellish Super Rugby campaign of the New South Wales Waratahs continues as they crashed to a 40-27 home loss to the Jaguars in the Argentinian team's first match on Australian soil. The Jaguars scored 5-3 last night, handing the Tars their 11th straight loss to an overseas team. Also in sport, a 10-goal second quarter has led Geelong to an 85-point trouncing of Brisbane in the AFL, while the Sydney Swans belted the Suns by 67, the same score for the Saints over Richmond. Essendon beat Collingwood by 37, while it was a draw for Hawthorn and GWS. In NRL, wins to the Panthers and the Eels. And in Wimbledon, last year's runner-up Milos Raonic served 21 aces to beat Albert Ramos-Vinolas in straight sets 7-6, 6-4, 7-5, while Sam Querrey knocked out Joe Wilfried Tsonga to reach the fourth round. Novak Djokovic is also through. Australian Independent Radio News.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
sunny, patches of light morning frost in the outer west, winds westerly 15 to 25 k's, becoming light in the late afternoon. The good news is 0% chance of any rain in Sydney today. A lovely winter's day, full of sunshine, a top of 18 degrees. Jimmy, what about at Granville and up at Grafton?
Good that there's no rain, especially if you say you're going for lunch somewhere down near the water. Granville right now is 4 degrees.
Take long to get that.
That's chilly. 17 degrees of maximum for there. But let's go up to Grafton. Grafton, they're running there today. Sunny, beautiful day, 20 degrees.
For all the latest harness racing news, you need On The Pace. Host Greg Hayes brings you the New South Wales feature action, plus all the interstate carnival updates. On The Pace. On Tuesday mornings at 10:30 here on Sky Sports Radio.
This truly magical thoroughbred Able Friends going to win the Champions Mile in an absolute hand canter. That's the world's best.
Hong Kong.
Singapore.
Japan. Korea.
The best of Asian racing.
Live and exclusive to Sky Racing.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. And for over 20 years, they've been the source of the NRL's official watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So if you want the official watch of your NRL team, or engagement and wedding rings, corporate gifts, all types of remodelling and repairs, Z&Z's your place. See Z&Z at Westfield Hurstville, or visit znz.com.au.
Proud sponsors of the St George Junior Referees.
To become the most prolific goal kicker in Premiership history, Cameron Smith, and he sends it over. And this wonderful player has kicked more goals than anyone else. 943 now.
Silence Edition going to first seal. Dixie Blossoms first play. They're hitting top gear now. Fox Play and Dixie Blossoms. Zambar with the last shot. Fox Play hits the lead from the fast finishing Zambar, and Fox Play takes it out.
Here's the last. They go to the left foot of Elgin.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres.
At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gents. I hope you're having a great start to your Sunday morning. I know we are. It's going to be an even better finish, let me tell you that. You can hear a real spring in the step from the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend team this morning. Can't you, Raymond?
Christmas in July.
Oh, wow. Haven't we looked forward to this for a couple of months? Christmas in July is today, ladies and gents. Anyway, look, we've got to get this little show in and out of the way. And once we do that, we can concentrate on what the real event of today is, and that's lunch.
No, this is the real
event. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Right. But first,
concentrate
today on the program, Ray.
Correct.
Mike Tomalaris will be along. He's over there in France, and he's following the Tour de France for SBS. So we'll have an update there.
Great coverage.
It's awesome, isn't it? It's beautiful.
Perfect way to say it. Yeah,
yeah.
The scenery, and you just get taken away by the... It's fantastic. Richie Port's reasonably well placed too.
There was a couple of days of rain early on. Mm. Subsequent to that, it's just been magnificent weather over there. Rachel Murray, not only the 100 wins for the season, but a win yesterday as well on Petrosian, which I think that's her fourth win on, fourth or fifth?
Yeah, she
on
loves
Petrosian,
a horse. Yeah.
Loves a horse. Yeah. So we'll have a chat to Rachel in what's been a groundbreaking year for her. Matthew Smith, Kings of Leon, great performance from that horse. Ty Anglin on board, so we'll have a chat to him as well. Peter Peters, it's been a tough week for the Manly Football Club, and, it's not often that I will say we sympathise with Zorb over anything, but, you know, these unsubstantiated allegations that have been put out there, and we'll get his thoughts on it as well. Phil Moss will give us all the latest from the world of football. We're going to go inside Blues camp, and that is with James Maloney. He'll be a key figure in this third game at Suncorp Stadium. It is huge. Absolutely huge. The ZNZ quiz score update.
Is it 13-12? 14-12.
Yeah. Okay. No, it's not. It's 14-12. Oh, I'm just testing on that, because you always say, oh, is it this? Invariably, you get it right. And I reckon if I got it wrong and you tried to keep it that way, you'd jump all over me. So, no, you've won 8 straight.
Extraordinary, isn't it?
And that's not the biggest rort since Christmas in July. I don't know what is.
It's a pure and utter fluke.
Pure and utter fluke. you and producer Jeremy somehow collude.
It's a pure and utter fluke. How are we paying for Christmas in July, by the way?
Wayne Pearce will be our legend of the game, which we can look forward to. Wayne Pearce, our legend of the game.
You've gotten games.
We're going to concentrate on the 1986 State of Origin campaign. He was captain of New South Wales. First time that New South Wales had a clean sweep.
Is that the first clean sweep ever?
Yes, the first clean sweep ever, and the first time New South Wales, therefore, the first time New South Wales
had
a clean sweep.
That came after a 2-1 win in 85 under Steve Mortimer.
Spot on.
Yep.
Absolutely. Not much in all of those games between New South Wales and Queensland in 1986. Brendan Santelab, he'll be joining us as well. He's got a big season coming up after a very good season for the Western Sydney Wanderers. But first, he's got to play in a friendly against Arsenal at ANZ Stadium. They're saying that the game against Western Sydney Wanderers and the game against Sydney FC are both over 80,000 people there. Both games. Yeah. They're 3 days apart. And we've got some tickets to give away, courtesy of ANZ Stadium.
For both games.
For both games. Mm. And they're the centreline seats. And look, if you get lucky, you may get the opportunity to witness and to meet Sydney sporting royal couple.
Who's that?
Ray Thomas and Tanya Thomas.
You're a hard
man. Are you going out to the game?
No, we're not. No. I'm watching them. So
it just takes a little off that prize then, doesn't it? You don't get the chance to meet.
Fantastic
you and
opportunity. And what we'll do, Jimmy, if you're a Sydney FC fan, we'll give you a chance to win tickets for that game. And if you're a Western Sydney Wanderers fan, we'll give you an opportunity to win tickets for that game.
And if you're an Arsenal fan, we'll give you a chance to win tickets for both games.
Very, very good.
Because there's plenty of Arsenal fans in Australia as well. Trent Lenscow will be along as well. Dean Bulldog Ritchie from inside the Blues camp. I don't know if anyone saw it. There was a cryo mix or cryo fix or whatever you call it. Dean Bulldog Ritchie was in there.
Dino's best.
Barely clothed.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
I agree, Tooves. It made for, I don't know the best way to describe it. Well, I'll say this. Make sure you're not eating your breakfast if you do go online and watch it.
It's in yesterday morning's paper, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And the video's online.
The video's online, which I saw.
Dino at his best.
Yeah. Incredible reporting from inside the cryo, whatever it's called. The massive ad for the cryo. That's what it was.
He did declare, though, that he was fit and ready to come on if Loz needed him. So.
There you go.
Dino's ready to go.
Yeah. So, big show planned for today, 1353-53, the open line number. Ray, there's so many things that have happened since our last time on air. Jeff Horn has won the WBO Welterweight Championship of the World in a stunning fight. Stunning upset against Manny Pacquiao, which is now being looked at again from WBO officials. They can't change the result, but they
looking
can look at
the scorecard.
Yeah, looking at the scorecards. There's a thing called CompuBox, boxing CompuBox, which they do, and it's clear in that one that Manny Pacquiao landed many more punches than Jeff Horn.
But were they effective?
That's
the key.
That's another one.
Have you spoken to many boxing experts? I love my boxing. I wouldn't describe myself as an expert by any means.
Yep.
But most of the boxing experts I've spoken to believe Horn won the fight.
It's split. It's split.
Your call? Okay.
Yeah. And to be honest, it depends on... well, we spoke to Dan Raphael during the week. Mm. Now, he works for ESPN, so there might be a... I won't say he's been coloured by that, but there's a vested interest in ESPN in having Manny Pacquiao do well.
Yeah.
Because they want the super fight against Floyd Mayweather, which they'll never get now. Mm-hmm. They'll never get that. So that payday is gone for Manny Pacquiao and for ESPN. But Dan Raphael was... He said, look, really brave performance from Jeff Horn, but he didn't win it. And yet other people you speak to, speaking to people out at the footy yesterday, you know, who mad boxing fans who watched it all, in fact, worked up there, said everyone around them thought that Jeff Horn had won the fight. Correct. Danny Green thought Jeff Horn had won the fight. Jeff Fenwick thought Jeff Horn had won the fight.
I read a really interesting piece in an English newspaper in the last couple of days. Mm. And it'll come to me in the ad break. He's a respected boxing authority.
Yes.
And he said Jeff Horn clearly won the fight. He exposed Manny Pacquiao being too old and past his best, and the hysteria that has subsequently come out about the result taints the sport. He was a legitimate winner.
Yeah, of course it does. There you go. We'll take your thoughts on that. Bernard Tomic has gone again, basically saying you're all jealous of me. He's the ultra brat, is the way he's described. He's front page news. Leo Schlink's got the story. Wimbledon dropout Bernard Tomic has aced his shameful I'm bored outburst. with a new tirade aimed at fans holidaying in the US days after bombing in the UK tournament. Tomic said, "Message to all Australians that don't like me. You guys can only dream about having what I have." I think I said during the week Ray needs professional help because I don't think it's tennis related. You know, tennis, the outcomes that we're seeing here from Bernard Tomic is just, is, you know, more of a reflection of what's going on in his life. And it's you know, doing himself more damage than ever before.
It's really sad because he's a prodigious talent.
Yes.
And he's not realising his full potential, which is, we see it in sports, in every sport, but he's not giving himself that opportunity, that chance. He's not, there's no desire there.
And to do it in the week where Jeff Horn wins with such humility is like, look at the contrast, ladies and gents. Look at the contrast.
Imagine those kids hitting tennis balls today, practicing with their coaches, dreaming of Wimbledon. They would die for an opportunity that Bernard Tomic's got.
State of Origin 3, the decider at Suncorp. It's arguably the biggest game in a number of years.
Going up?
No, I'm not going up at this point. I am available, 13:53:53.
Pitch for work, ladies and gentlemen.
it's just going to be huge. There are so many subplots and story ends that all come to fruition come 10 o'clock next Wednesday night.
What's your inside mail? Morgan or Munster plays?
Oh, they both play.
Starts. Who starts?
Yeah, they both start.
Okay.
Where they play, I mean, we spoke to Michael Morgan on Friday on the Big Sports Breakfast, and he assured us that he was going to play left centre. If he plays left centre, that's ridiculous. Will Chambers should play left centre. Cameron Munster at 5'8". There's still a school of thought where they say, well, Ben Hunt, what does he offer you off the bench? Surely they're starting him. So who knows what's going to happen come Wednesday night.
Strange selection, Ben Hunt, anyway. Who wins, Jim?
Oh, who knows? Yeah. Who knows? The minus Jonathan Thurston is significant.
Yeah.
It is significant. New South Wales, I think, have a dominance through the forwards, whether they can turn that into points and then defend those points while still trying to chase points is very important.
And how much does that... second loss, the game two loss hurt them.
The mental scars. Mm. Yeah, good point. Good point. And then we've had the revelations during the week across many news organisations, broken in Fairfax Media, about what's going on at Manly and other NRL clubs. So, from match fixing point of view, which seems to be lost in all of this, nothing to answer.
Is
no
none.
Case to answer.
Is
so, New South Wales Police couldn't find any evidence of that. And subsequent to that, they've looked at salary cap breaches. They're looking at spot fixing and they're looking at release of information.
Mm.
Now, release of information, I think we've been aware of. Manly were aware of that and they've done things with Ray Murray, the former chief steward, to tighten those governance issues. The spot fixing, show us some evidence. We've had the Tim Simona evidence, but where's some evidence that has happened elsewhere? And the salary cap dramas, well, again... if you have evidence, bring it forward. The problem with this is it's what Josh Massoud described as a star chamber.
Mm.
So any evidence gathered by the New South Wales Police there cannot be shared with anyone. And that means the NRL Integrity Unit have to start their whole own investigation into this.
And all it does is breed controversy, rumour, innuendo, a lot of it unsubstantiated.
Completely unsubstantiated in many ways, shape or form. If you've, look, no one wants corruption in their sport, but if you've got it, bring it forward. If not, shh. I know that's not how it works, Ray, but yeah, we'll talk to Zorba about it, and I'd imagine he's seething. And if he was, I'd understand.
Oh, absolutely. Involved the Manly Club, 100%.
Damage to reputation, etc.
And you throw some mud, some of it sticks. That's the
unfortunate course you do.
Part. And for all those players involved in Manly, and even past players, it's demonstrably unfair.
13:53:50, and then we've got the footy. What did you think of the games last night? The Roosters on Friday night, 14:12 against the Rabbits. The Panthers, 16:8 against Manly. Oh, that was...
14-4
penalty count made it tough. And the Eels, 22 points to 6 over the Storm. Pretty much guarantees their spot in the top 8, I would have thought. All Blacks 15, Lions 15. A clear offside at the end of the game. No penalty given.
Amazing. Well, like, actually it was, and it was overturned.
Well, I know it's an unfortunate way to lose a test series that only comes around every 12 years,
or
but they're the rules.
Draw a test series.
They would have lost a test series.
Yeah, correct. The referee actually gave the penalty, and then they went upstairs to check on it, and it's reversed and became an attacking scrum. And it was kickable for New Zealand, too.
Is there any more unsatisfying way to finish a series that only comes around every 12 years with a 15-all draw at Eden Park when there was clearly a penalty?
Or you just play extra time, get a result.
Ridiculous. Anyway,
City.
It's almost a loss. It's almost a loss for the All Blacks. So I can find some positive in that, which is really good. Panel operator Hamish. He'll be at lunch this afternoon. Yeah, be able to stick it to him about that, which is good. Thanks very much, John.
You know, didn't lose.
You know, you're going tough, aren't you? Doing it tough when they have a draw and you can still think that's a good enough chance to get stuck into it. Also, by the way, we want brats. That's our talk topic for today. Brats. Brats in sport.
On the back of Bernard Tomic.
Bernard Tomic's a brat. Ultra brat, the way he's described in it. You got any brats off the top of your head?
Super brat.
Super brat, John McEnroe.
He was the best ever.
Tennis? Why was tennis it?
He was fast.
Gilly Nastasi was another one.
Oh, he was probably even worse, wasn't he?
Yeah. Mm. And it was all about trying to win games, too.
Yeah. McEnroe was just compelling to watch, though, wasn't he?
Brats.
Not supporting the behaviour.
We're looking for brats. Can I throw in Delta Goodrum? She's lost her licence, so I know it's not quite sporting, but she has gone out with a number of sports people during the course of her career. But everyone says she's Australia's princess. She's a brat.
Where'd that come from?
We watch The Voice. 1353-53.
Sky Sports Radio is heard right throughout country New South Wales on the FM Racing Network. When in Grafton for the famous July Carnival, catch all your regular racing and sports programs
on 101.5 FM.
101.5 FM.
All rounds, all beaten. Franco won the Champion Stakes and lived up to the fight.
International racing at its very best. 7 days a week
across the Sky Racing Network.
Entries are now open for the 2018 Inglis Yearling Sale Series. 2017 was Inglis' greatest ever select yearling sale season. Join a world-class 2018. Entries close August 4. Enter online at inglis.com.au.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, this Tour de France update is brought to you by Amart Sports. Amart Sports, home of the biggest sports brands at the best price.
Well, welcome back to the program. We've followed his progress over the last 7 or 8 days over there covering the Tour de France for SBS. And now he's on the run, Raymond. He's crossed the border. He's away from Switzerland. Switzerland into France. Yeah. What's he? You're running back to France. What's going on over there, Mike Tomolaris?
Yeah, g'day, Divi and Ray. I've just crossed the border, actually, from Switzerland to France. It's a bit like The Great Escape, the old Steve McQueen movie. It's a small, short sojourn in Switzerland, making my way back into France. And as you cross to me, I actually did cross or pass Checkpoint Charlie.
There
you go. Look, I'm on French soil now, and I'm good to go. And a Frenchman did win a stage today. His name is Lilian Calmejane. Relatively unknown for listeners who may not be following the professional cycling scene closely, but he is a newcomer, this bloke. He's competing in his second Grand Tour after winning a stage at the Vuelta, the Tour of Spain, last year. Mm. And let me remind you, it's been 32 years since a Frenchman won this great bike race, the Tour de France. Mm-hmm. The last man from this country being Bernard Hinault, and he won 5 tours back in the late 70s and early to mid 80s. So, look, they haven't had much to scream about, but they're comparing this bloke, Calmejane, with Thomas Vogler. He's a bit of a French hero himself after wearing the yellow jersey for many, many occasions. He challenged Lance Armstrong on many occasions back in the mid 2000s. So, look, it's good that France is cheering on this young fellow, 24 years of age, because they haven't had much to scream about in recent times, let me tell you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. Keep driving safely there, mate. So thanks for joining us. It was a star born overnight, given he is, as you said, only 24 years old, and I imagine the nation of France is in celebration mode now.
Yeah, look, if you listen to the likes of Robbie McEwen and Matt Keenan, our commentary team on SBS during this year's tour, and you know, they follow this thing very, very closely, and they'll tell you that this guy is a star in the making. The fact that he can climb, it'll be interesting to see how he goes in the time trial in Marseille on the penultimate day of this tour in 2 weeks' time. But look, Robbie McEwen and Matt Keenan are telling me that he is a star in the making, and he proved it today in the first of 2 big mountain stages. We're in the Jura Mountains today, the Alps tomorrow, and this race is going to slowly unfold as we make our way into this race, into the second week at least.
What impact on the leaders? Chris Froome retains the leader's jersey. How has Richie Porte fared? Has he made up any of that ground? I think last we spoke it was 35 seconds.
Yeah, look, in terms of the general classification, a little bit disappointing. The stalemate continues.
Mm.
All of those names and riders, Richie Port, Chris Froome, and all the riders in the top 10 who are just 61 seconds separates the top 10, they all came over the line together. So no change at all.
Right.
Look, I think the fireworks will take place tonight. We're up to stage 9. We're in the Alps. It's being touted as the most brutal of all the stages. Take this into consideration, guys. There are 7 category climbs. 3 of the climbs can't be categorized. That's how high the peaks are. So you've got something like 200 kilometers, big mountains, and if the yellow jersey classification doesn't change, I'll be very, very surprised. I believe it's a stage for Richie Port. If he wants to make time on his main rival, good friend, former teammate, and Chris Froome, and if he wants to follow in the footsteps of Cadel Evans from 6 years ago, he's going to have to start making a move starting tonight. Mm. Tomorrow's a rest day. We go into the second week. There's still a lot of racing to come, but Richie still has to prove, I believe, to himself and those supporters from back home in Australia that he's got what it takes to challenge Chris Froome, whose campaign for a fourth Tour de France is well on track, and who's got a very strong Sky team around him.
Mike, a 39-second gap between Richie Port to the leader, yellow jersey, Christopher Froome. That's nothing when you get into the Alps stage, but what is this stage, this brutal stage as you describe it? Who does it best suit, Richie Port or Christopher Froome?
Well, you know what? It probably benefits Chris Froome more than anyone else. We saw Fabio Aru, the Italian national champion, pick up the stage and move into third position as a result of the victory from stage 5. But he just blew everybody away.
Mm.
Stormed ahead with about 3 kilometres to go. Nobody chased and therefore grabbed a lot of time on his main rivals. Fabio Aru is a threat. I'd like to keep thinking that Richie Port will do something. We've only seen Richie on one occasion, and it was basically a mini attack on stage 3. That's 6 days ago. Apart from that, he's been keeping his eye on Froome and everybody else around him on top general classification. And look, I'm not exactly sure what his tactics are, but as far as I can tell, at the moment, he's just biding his time, waiting for the right opportunity. Perhaps that opportunity will come tonight, later on tonight, your time.
Mm. We've got to fly, Mike. Thanks very much for the update. Just to give you an understanding, I think you're more Charles Bronson than Steve McQueen, but hey, that's just me.
Well, as long as I'm not Charlie Savalas, I'm a happy man.
Fantastic, Mike. Appreciate the update. Loving your coverage on SBS, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jimmy. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Mike.
There he is, Mike Tomalaris. You can catch all those updates. You can catch the live shows on SBS, and, of course, they're streaming on sbs.com.au.
To the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres
at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. Just before we get to that open line on 1353 53, hey boys, a couple of nominations from the golfing world. John Daly.
Oh yeah,
he had Brad Elements.
He threw some clubs in the water, etc.
Rory Sabatini. And Robert Allenby.
Oh yeah.
You know, we all sort of nodded. He's one of ours.
Yeah, sadly.
By the way, did Ray back Isorich? Cheers, Rick. Ray?
No, I didn't.
He got off.
Kicking myself. He got off. Him all 3 times this prep as well. And anyway.
Not this
he's
time.
An underrated horse, Isorich. On top of the ground, he's effective.
Mm. There we go. All right, let's go to the open line, 1353-53. Hello, Dougie.
Hello, Jimmy. Hello, Ray. How are you?
Good. Really well, mate. What do you got for us?
Sorry, I call. Oh, I just want to talk 2 comments. Kerry Everett. Messer, shouldn't he be picked for Queensland?
Daily Cherry Evans.
Yes.
Didn't you play with Cherry Messer years ago?
Not Siriaco Messer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
Cherry.
They called him Cherry.
Cherry Messer. Yeah. Messer, what a champion! What an absolute champion that man is.
Yeah.
A great fella. DCE. Should they have picked him?
Very unfortunate.
It just depends. He's a right-sided player, which I think is significant. And what happens next year in the absence of Cooper Cronk, if we all assume that Cooper Cronk won't be there next year, will be fascinating because Surely he picks then.
Well, they picked Ben Hunt on his running game, didn't they, as distinct from DC on his passing game.
And Jared Haynes is another little brat, the way he's been playing. Jared Haynes.
A brat. Jared Haynes, a brat.
Yeah, wanted to go everywhere elsewhere, come back here and all that.
He's had a lot of dreams, Jared.
Yeah,
he's chased a few of them.
Suit his dreams.
And I've got to say, when he first announced that he was going to the NFL, I thought, he won't play a second of it. He won't play a minute of it. He played 8 games.
He defied logic.
What he did was just incredible. Say what you like about it. Good on you, Dougie.
Good call, Doug.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks, Brady.
Good call, Doug.
There he is. Great to have a call from Dougie. Start of Sunday morning. Bratz, Dennis, the Worm, Rodman. Linford, lie down on the track, Christie. This is a good one. Sebastian Vettel. I
agree with that one. Jack from Old Bar.
Jack from Old Bar.
Jack from Old Bar.
Yeah, we don't like Sebastian Vettel, do we? No. Daniel Ricciardo exposed what his personality was like, and then he's continued to expose it, most notably in the Azerbaijan Grand Prix. 1353-53, the open line number, just before we go to a break. Brat, Dean Bulldog Ritchie. That picture in the paper says it all, Steve. If you haven't seen it, don't. Especially if you're thinking of, say, having breakfast this morning. Please don't look at the photo of Dean Ritchie, barely clothed.
For all the latest harness racing news, you need On The Pace. Host Greg Hayes brings you the New South Wales feature action, plus all the interstate carnival updates. On The Pace. Tuesday mornings at 10:30 here on Sky Sports Radio.
The world's greatest fortnight of tennis is now on, and you won't want to miss a game, set, or match this Wimbledon with our great odds and offers. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Lano, is that a new painting on your wall?
It's a TV, Mum.
Wow.
Mum, it's the signature LG 4K wallpaper. They're the thinnest TVs on the planet.
Amazing.
So is the picture quality.
Who set it up?
I did.
Lano.
Okay. Bingley's Delivery and Installation people did.
I thought so.
And right now, you'll get a free wall mount installation and delivery when you buy any LG 4K ultra high def TV, 55 inches and above, at Bingley.
That's a great deal.
From the home of TV, Bingley.
One quarter to run. Yesterday was all about his teammate. Today, it's all about the 24-year-old Kiwi. Number 17, Scott McLaughlin, is the winner. Race number 12 of the championship.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda. The BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres. At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray. Jimmy, your favourite part of the show now, race replays. But I do want you to pay attention because there's a couple of horses in our race replays.
Now, there's a suggestion there that I don't pay attention usually.
I was a little bit blunt then, wasn't I? I should have tried to veil that somehow. But there's a couple of horses here I did want you to take notice of, and our listeners. I think they'll be very promising. But
all right.
Historic day in a couple of ways at Warwick Farm yesterday, and it started in the very first race. James Cummings saddled up his first runners in the Godolphin Royal Blue.
Wow.
And guess what happened, James Smith?
Let me guess. He had a winner.
Manicure.
Home corner, Brook Magic slipped them here. Leads by 2.5 to Star Galaxy. Manicure boxes on. Awesome Pluck called upon on the outside, and then Wild Heart. Brook Magic the leader, 125 left to run. Awesome Pluck and Manicure starting to knuckle down. Brook Magic desperately needs the post. Manicure's driving and got it. Manicure. Welcome to the Royal Blue, James Cummings. Manicure beats either Brook Magic or Awesome Pluck.
There you go. Great win for Godolphin. Now, a little bit of trivia, though. Not the first winner that James Cummings has trained for Sheikh Mohammed.
Correct, yeah. And actually, I didn't know that till yesterday, till James told me. It must have escaped my attention, but Hallowed Crown, who James trained in partnership with Bart Cummings. It was James' first win in the Golden Rose in 2014. Then it won the 2015 Randwick Guineas. And just prior to that Randwick Guineas, Sheikh Mohammed bought into Hallowed Crown to potentially stand that horse at stud, which he does now.
So the way you put it earlier was fantastic.
Bart Cummings' last Group 1 winner, number 268. James' first Group 1 winner of potentially many for Sheikh Mohammed was Hallowed Crown.
There you go. There's a symmetry to that, isn't there?
Love it.
Yeah, really good.
Great start. Great ride, Corey Brown, who had to peel off, by the way, 4 kilos in 3 days to ride Manicure at 54. And he was huffing and puffing after the race, big time.
He can get lower than that, though, Corey, can't he?
He can. He had had a suspension. He took his family away and might have had a little bit too much excess.
Too much excess. What, he's put on 2 kilos.
Poor guy. Jockeys do it tough. Had to peel off the 4 kilos, but got the job done on Manicure. Race 6, Kings of Leon. Breaking the song, Jimmy.
Megan's going to try and cut the corner with Walk Right In. Second step joined by Launch Code. Speedy to Win's trying to run on. And then followed by Parley Vu. And next is Once More a Lady. Walk Right In trying to get out with Difficult to Get. Where to Look. Speedy to Win just. Kings of Leon running on. Argent Door. And Parley Vu the inside. Kings of Leon hit the front. Kings of Leon. Kings of Leon beat. Speedy to Win or Parley Vu.
Yeah, we're going to speak to Matty Smith. We're going to speak to Ty Anglin. A really good last 200 from Kings of Leon. Needed that run in the straight. Got it. Indulge me a little, Raymond, but this appears in today's The Punter from the Sunday Telegraph. He was bought for a song named after a famous American rock band, and he earned a chorus of praise at Warwick Farm yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, come on down. Yeah, there we go. Ray Thomas. Nice.
Is it a bit corny? I was a bit worried about it. I thought the Chiefs...
Corn works sometimes, you know.
That's exactly what my Chiefs said.
Corn works. Well done. That was brilliant.
Yeah, but it was really impressive, and we'll talk...
What, you're talking about your first par there?
No, Kings of Leon.
Oh, right.
Jeez. No, Kings of Leon. Seriously, Jimmy.
That was really good, that article I wrote.
Oh, no. You'll never say that. We'll move straight along. The Jockeys Premiership in Sydney.
Oh, yes.
The momentum's with Hugh Bowman. Unfortunately for Brenton Abdullo, who's led all season.
Yeah.
He starts a suspension now. He misses the next two meetings. Hugh Bowman rode a double yesterday. He moves within 1.5 wins of Brenton Abdullo. There's 7 meetings remaining. It was Bowman at his best on Leopari.
Leopari will be dead set, save for one shot at them, starting to peel out 3 and 4 deep before the corner. Still 4 to 5 to make up. Gold Ambition trying to make it a sprint home. Got Zayem off the bit. Heavenly Enter works up. Old North got into the clear. Leopari called upon, then so Willie. Gold Ambition the leader. 2:50 left to run. Leads by a couple. Leopari starting to come now. And then so Willie. It's Gold Ambition hard up against the fence. Leopari's cutting to the margin. So Willie late in the middle. Leopari hit the front. So Willie late. Leopari. It's 1.5 away now, Bowman. Leopari beats So Willie and Gold Ambition. Photo finish.
There has been significant interest in this Jockeys Premiership. Leopari, $2.90 for Chris Waller, Huey Bowman on board. If we look at that market, he is now $1.15.
Wow.
To win the Sydney Jockeys Premiership.
Brenton Abdullo was odds on 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, he was. Mm. I tell you, there's a few people around here that would be very happy if Hugh Bowman got home. I know.
Backed him at the odds of
me. Mm.
What's Brenton's odds now?
5.
He's still in front, don't forget.
5. Karen McAvoy, $61. But there you go.
He has been
great
surging.
What a surge it has been from Jay Bowman.
The final race yesterday, I wanted to replay this race because we'll talk to Rachel Murray very shortly. Terrific win by Petrosian. Tricked a lot of people, Jim.
Home corner, 325 left to run. Petrosian in front. Nonpareil called upon. Then followed Francesco. Time out of mind. Nat King Curl. Imanui starting to wind up out wider with time out of mind. Nonpareil's after Petrosian. Nat King Curl still there in the center. Imanui's coming out wider. Petrosian, Nat King Curl. Oh, Nat King Curl, maybe. Maybe Nat King Curl with the last top at Petrosian. Photo finish.
Mitch Manners didn't know which way to look. I thought there were 2 horses in front of Petrosian.
It was one
across the line, didn't it?
It was
strange.
And Petrosian got the bob in on the line to win the last. Just one quick replay from Flemington, Jim, because I want you to put this horse in your black book.
Right.
And for the listeners, he could be a star. They're already comparing him to Weekend Hustler a decade ago. This could be Victoria's next gun 3-year-old in the new season, Royal Symphony.
And it's Madame Moustache out clear, held together as well by 2 lengths to in second, Evil Cry. Royal Symphony's out and under the whip, followed by Warmth running on, and down the outside is Anchor Bid below the 200. Royal Symphony now moves up and takes Evil Cry, and Madame Moustache, who's tired, then Anchor Bid, but kicking away Royal Symphony with 100 metres to go, lugs in towards the rail, but laps up the 1,600 metres, and Royal Symphony is going to blast away and win it easily. 5 lengths, Anchor Bid, Evil Cry, and Studio
City. So there you go, Royal Symphony. What would be a likely target for Royal Symphony,
I think,
Roman?
Caulfield Guineas.
Caulfield Guineas.
Spring, and that was the Targe Rossi final on final day yesterday.
Mm.
So, look, he's three starts, three wins. He makes it look easy. He got out to 1600 yesterday, Jim, and he was awesome. He's a very, very promising horse. Not beating anything, but good judges down there just like the way he goes about his business.
Morning. Well done, Roman. Your race replays.
Oh.
I was listening intently, as instructed by you. Morning, Jimmy and Ray. Ha ha. If that Tomic Germ thinks I'm jealous of him, he's kidding. Yes, love to have the money he has, but at the end of the day, I've got a great family, good friends, and the best lifestyle anyone can ask for. And the sooner we give this oxygen thief less airtime, the better. That's from Tukey. Good on you, Tukes.
CD pack for Tukey. That's very well put.
Yes. I think we just need to be careful about it. And
in what regard?
People blame me for being too PC, but he's in a bad space, headspace, Bernard Tomic. And if he was to harm himself in any way, shape or form, you'd feel horrible if you were saying these things.
He's not like that, I don't think. Jim.
Well, I hope not. I hope not, but clearly needs professional help. But yes, totally agree with you. CD's courtesy of Sony Music going the way of Tukey.
You know, so a bit old-fashioned.
Hard love, bit of tough love.
I could imagine what my late father would say. Get out there and have a go.
And that's the thing. You are a product of your environment, aren't you?
Seriously,
so what is the environment that Bernard Tomic has grown up in?
Someone should tell him to put... And I'm not trying to be smart. Pull up your socks. You've got a privileged position. In 10 years' time, you'll regret this unless you have a crack now. And get out there and have a go.
Of course he'll regret it. Of course he'll regret it. 1353-53, the open line number. We'll take a break. We'll be back with Rachel Murray and Matt Smith.
Ride the night with Trackside. For the first time ever, you can now experience the thrill of Trackside thoroughbred, craze and harness races under lights. Switching across to night racing from 7 p.m, you'll see Trackside as you've never seen it before. So, light up your night and play Trackside at your local tap venue. Gamble responsibly.
Aiming to create one of the largest research groups ever with 50,000 Australians, Cancer Council has launched the Australian Breakthrough Cancer Study.
If you've not had cancer, other than non-melanoma skin cancer, researchers want to hear from you.
Guys, if you're aged between 40 and 74, sign up today at abcstudy.com.au. It's easy to do and can be done from home in your own time.
So come on, help yourself, your family and future generations in the fight against cancer. abcstudy.com.au.
International racing at its very best, 7 days a week
across the Sky Racing Network.
It's Jon Snow racing to the lead in the Derby. He beat off Harper's Choice. Haddam is surging at them. Jon Snow in front. Jon Snow from Harper's Choice's game. Jon Snow, another New Zealand victory in the Derby.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda,
the BT50 experts.
More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres.
At Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
And welcome back to the show with Jimmy and Ray. Well, the finish tricked a lot of people yesterday. Tricked us, didn't it, Jimmy?
Oh.
You're still trying to work out how
Petrosian ran third.
Exactly. But Petrosian won. We'll ask Rachel Murray whether she thought Petrosian had hang on to win that last. Rachel, good morning. And it was one of those finishes, wasn't it? I think no one really knew who'd won.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I thought I got beat in that Maxim coup, but turned the other way.
Yeah, good. Hey, Rachel, wide gate, straight to the front, and that's hanging on for dear life. I suppose that's the plan that sounds easy to execute, but a bit tougher to do.
It definitely was plan B. He's not a horse that begins well in by any means. So today he did, yesterday he did, but he hit the ground running, and I knew I had to sort of slow him up a bit, and I did, probably overdid it a little, but he was able to be strong late, so that was good.
It was interesting after race, Rachel, before you came back, I was talking to Shannon Perry, and he said he was shocked to see you leading, but he also said you know this horse so well, so he was backing your judgment in Petrosian, and you've had a great partnership with the horse. I think it's now 4 wins on him.
Yeah, I've had a great run with him. I just got on him one day at Musselbrook, and since then he just keeps winning for me, and I'm really grateful because he probably has had a lot of weight in these last couple of runs, and they didn't need to keep me on him, but they have, and we got the job done, but the horse is a really nice horse. He's very kind and sweet, and I do like him.
Mm. 108 wins for the season, just incredible. You're a pioneer. Do you feel like a pioneer?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, it's
lots of travelling.
Yeah, of course. And no one, you know, we understand, we can't really empathise with you because we don't do it, but we understand the lengths that you go to achieve the success you have. In saying that, Rachel, with 108 wins now, you must have confidence in what you're doing, the confidence in your riding.
I really just have lots of confidence in my manager. He does such a good job, and it's just a matter of me turning up on the day and making sure I do my best for the owners, but trainers and owners, but definitely, I think anyone could really do it, actually, if they just wanted to spend as much time in the car as what I do. I'm very fortunate for where I am, and it's quite central to a lot of meetings, but it's just a lot of work, but it's definitely paid off, and I'm very grateful for everyone that's given me the opportunities to win on their horses, and it's been really good.
You know, very humble appraisal, but it has been a fantastic season for you, Rachel, and when you got into the 90s, in cricket terms, it became the nervous 90s because people like me were on your back saying you've got three to go, two to go, one to go. Were you feeling the pressure knowing that this was an historic moment in New South Wales racing? And just to put it in perspective, Jim, no New South Wales female jockey had ever ridden 100 winners on New South Wales tracks alone in one season until Rachel did it on Petrosian at Tamworth a month ago. Were you feeling that pressure, Rachel, as you got closer and closer to the three figures?
I found it more funny because like people like you and were just like, you know, you're nearly there, like, when's it gonna happen? And I even had a little friend of mine, he's a track stable hand just at Scone, and he came to every meeting for the last 2 weeks before the 100. He's just taken days off work just to come with
to
me and things. I was just like, it's okay, it'll happen. And I felt like I was letting them down a bit, but no, it was very good. I think also, like you say, that I'm the first one to do it. I think it'd be easy to do now because there is so many meetings. We're riding 7 days a week, and that wasn't happening years ago sort of thing. So it's just all sort of fallen into my favour this year, but I think it'll be easy to do from now on.
Rachel, you probably don't listen to this program much. We're really into self-promotion here. So if I was you, I'd be talking up this outstanding achievement that you've made rather than talking it down. Anyway.
Give me your hard.
No, I'm not being a hard member. I'm just saying, Rachel, what you've done is outstanding. And you're saying that
maybe
it's...
Maybe the question to Rachel is, Rachel, after what's been such a breakout season, how do you approach the new season?
I want to do it again.
There you go.
I'm taking a holiday in September. One of my best friends is getting married, so I'm going over to England for 2 weeks. Mm. And then, I really hope to just keep doing what I'm doing and just do it again. I really want to prove that it wasn't just a one-off, and I still want to keep a lot of good rapport with all these trainers and things from this year. So hopefully it can be achieved again. Mm.
Just out of interest, Rachel, when you are in the car for those extended periods, what are you listening to?
I feel like I could almost be a professor by the end of it. Learning, lots of learning about anything, really. I really love the health ones. There's a lady called Melissa Ambrosini, and she's like a lot of self-development and things. So I'm interested in her. So I've done all hers and... But, yeah, definitely anything, really. There's another man called Ben Greenfield, and I'm listening a lot about... yesterday I listened to a podcast on garlic, and there's a compound in that called allicin that they've been extracting, and it's the strongest antibiotic there is, above any pharmaceutical one there is. And I thought that was really interesting. Anything, really, but...
Well, you know what, Rachel?
That is fascinating.
We've learned something. This is where we're going wrong, Jimmy. See, we've got to start doing more.
No, sorry. Can we clarify? That's one of the areas where we're going wrong. There's so many areas where we're going wrong. But, Rachel, look, totally understand you're not listening to Sky Sports Radio. You probably wouldn't learn anything during the course of the week. But that what you've told us is fascinating. Congratulations on the win on Petrosian yesterday. Even better, the 100-plus wins that you've had this season, and it's been a delight to speak to you this morning.
Thank you so much, Jimmy and Ray. Thank you.
Thanks, Rachel.
There she is, Rachel Murray. Wow, what a start.
Fascinating. Isn't
that good? Yeah. Podcasting. It's changing the world. Shh. Don't tell anyone about it because I'll stop listening to the radio.
It's English and Fell Swoop fighting it out. Chautauqua very late. It's English a half length in front. Can he do it? Chautauqua, he's flying. Yes!
listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Was thinking about sending Rachel Murray some Sony Music CDs, but
there's no point.
Forget about that. It's a waste of time, isn't it?
We might need to get some new CDs in.
Yeah.
Self-learning type things.
Oh, wow. Yeah. There you go. A little bit of self-help. I can see you dominating the self-help section, Ray.
Dominating or reading all about and listening to it.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah.
Need a lot of help, don't we? Anyway, back on track here, Jim Smith. Matthew Smith had a great day yesterday because this horse is going places. Seriously. His finishing sprint, Kings of Leon, in the last 100 metres, there was just something about it. And Matty's been good enough to give us his time on a Sunday morning. Matt, good morning. Firstly, congratulations. And can I ask, Matt, did that surprise you how impressive and dominant he was late yesterday, Kings of Leon?
Morning, Ray. Morning, Jimmy. Yeah. Look, he's always shown a good turn of foot, even though it took him quite some time to break a maiden. You know, he's always shown that explosive acceleration. He just has taken some time to sort of be able to put it all together, really. That's all.
Yeah. Do you have to start reassessing now, Matt, about what you think the ceiling is for Kings of Leon?
Yeah, look, I've always sort of said to the owners, I've always had a good opinion of the horse. You know, we kicked him off at Canterbury and Randwick. You know, he was all over the place, but he always showed that something, you know, he had that X factor, like he was a nice horse in the making. And, I suppose I've always sort of thought I'd like to aim for a nice race for him, but I just want to see these horses go out and do it.
Mm.
Once they get to that level and they get their head in the right space, and which he has now, we can sort of start to plan for something a bit better for him.
Yeah, rising 4-year-old, Matt, very lightly raced. Has it been mainly immaturity rather than any injury issues with the horse?
Yeah, he's been immature. He had a little injury last preparation. It was nothing major where we had to give him a little break, but overall, it's really been his mind that just he hasn't been able to put it together.
Yep.
It was good to have Ty on yesterday. Ty's ridden him a little bit. You know, he knows the horse, which is helpful. But I think, really, the horse now is just starting to get the idea of what it's all about. I thought Wyong really had his first run this prep was really the first time I've really seen him do everything right since we've had him, you know. And, again, yesterday he was good. He was just a bit awkward out of the barriers, but overall, apart from that, he did everything spot on, and it was nice to see him really pick up that last 150 metres.
Mm. Yeah, he did spot it there. Where now, Matt?
Look, he'll just come back, most likely run at Randwick in a couple of weeks, in a 3-year-old race again, benchmark 78, and then we'll just assess where we go from there.
Matt, we were just talking to Rachel Murray earlier about her breakout season, and in some respects, this has been a breakout season for your stable. Racing is a numbers game. Your stable's slowly building in the numbers. You've had the most number of runners you've ever had this season, up to 41 winners. That's clearly the best the stable's ever had. The prize money is going to be a new record as well. What do you put down that sort of steady surge in recent years, Matt?
Oh, I think a lot of it's just really as a trainer, becoming just a better trainer and placing your horses better. And we've been able to get some, you know, up to 40 horses in work now, which gives us an opportunity to have more runners and to be competitive. Prior to that, we just didn't have enough horses, really.
Did you want to get much bigger, Matt? Or
beg your pardon?
Do you want to get much bigger than that?
Oh, I'd like to be competitive. You know, I'd like to keep growing the business for sure. We'd like to get the numbers up to hopefully 60 or 80, something like that. It'd be perfect, and then we can have an impact in the city and in Sydney. You know, it's you do need the numbers to be competitive. So we've had some great support this year from owners, and you know, they've been really patient with the horses and allowed us to travel them around and take them through their grades. So all that combination of good staff, you know, we've got some great riders here that work for me, and good team of staff around us, and my wife, of course, you know, she's fantastic. She helps out in the business as well, and so it's just been a really big year for us in terms of taking that next step. And I think the big thing, we've been just more consistent this year with the horses. We've placed them better, and we've been able to get winners, you know, through the season rather than having those big gaps where you drop away in terms of getting the numbers at the end of the season.
And it's almost a necessity, isn't it, Matt? It's the rise and rise of the super stable, where you have to be with those big numbers to compete.
You do, and I think it's hard. It's it seems to me to, you know, you grow your business to a certain point and there's like a tipping point, I suppose you'd call it, in your business where you sort of, where you can take that next step. And I think we've sort of got to that level now where we're ready to, we've got the right infrastructure now, we've got the right staff and the right people around me. So we're ready now to sort of take that next step and hopefully, you know, we can build on this year's tally and definitely next year go better again and try and get some better quality horses.
Well, with young horses like Kings of Leon coming through, Matty, I think those quality horses are coming, and hopefully that this is only a precursor of bigger and better things in the new season for the stable.
Yeah, thanks very much, fellas. Yeah, no, we're looking forward to next season, and hopefully we can get a couple of big wins on the board in the coming season. It'd be great.
And just on that, you've got to keep those numbers coming, growing the business, because I believe your daughter Claudia. Yep. Has won the 2017 State Under 11 Dressage Championship, Matt, and I'd imagine that's not an inexpensive sport.
Mel and Claudia have been travelling around the country this year with the pony, doing all sorts of different events, and Claudia's worked very hard, I must say, and she's it's paid off, and I keep telling her that, you know, the only secret to success is the harder you work, the luckier you get. Mm. So she's been working very hard. I ducked up there on Thursday and saw her ride, and it was fantastic. Yeah, it was brilliant. A great thrill.
Yeah, fantastic.
And she's done very well, yeah.
What was more satisfying, Kings of Leon win or Claudia's?
There's nothing between them, really.
Yeah, Sophie's choice there, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, it's a completely different experience. But, I was very proud up there on Thursday to see her get the trophy. And knowing how hard she'd worked, it was a really good result. She just got there. I think they were... the two girls were level on at the end of the 2 days, and on countback, Claudia was lucky enough to pull it off, so it was fantastic, yeah.
Brilliant. Well done, Matt. Congratulations all round for Thursday and for yesterday with Kings of Leon.
No, thanks very much, fellas. We appreciate the time you give us, and, you know, we're just hoping we can keep producing this year. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Good on you, Matt.
And Matty Smith, the winner yesterday with Kings of Leon. Time now to say... good morning for the first time to Tanya with the scratchings around New South Wales. Morning, Tanya.
Good morning. Morning, everyone. Racing in New South Wales today is at Grafton and Wagga. Let's start with Grafton. The weather is fine. The track is soft 5. The rail is out 3 metres from the winning post to the 1600, 3 metres from the 1200 to the winning post through the remainder, and there are 27 scratchings. Race 1, takeout number 8, Unique Dream number 8. Race 2, number 14, Ter Grande number 14. Out of race 3, number 14, Tent Lover. Number 14 out of the third. Race 4, takeout 5, Paru River. 9, Simran. 11, Zenkali. And 14, House of Tudor. 5, 9, 11 and 14. To race 5, number 2, Chewy. 4, Kickstart My Heart. 5, Masking. 8, Conquering Kate. And 10, Our Memento. 2, 4, 5, 8 and 10. Race 6, takeout 14, Moringa's Tootsie. 15, Early Opener, 17, Cars Creek Kid, and 18, Star Bid, 14, 15, 17, and 18. Race 7, number 6, Cash Spinner, 14, Cashing Up, 17, Rod's Bid, 19, Harbour Springs, and 20, Regali, 6, 14, 17, 19, and 20. And race 8, take out 2, Bold Looker, 3, Fast Quest, 5, Mosation, 6, Mr. Scary, 17, Yankee Express, and 18, Speed Cubbing. 2, 3, 5, 6, 17, and 18 out of race 8 at Grafton. Wagga, the weather is overcast, the track a heavy 9, the rail is out 3 metres from the 1400 to the winning post, through the remainder, and 26 scratchings. So race 1, take out 2, Western Prussia, 4, Bella Amante, 6, Lady Patrika, 10, Oh So Hazy, 12, Streasel, 14, Where's Pippa, 17, Sangreal, and 18, Equify. 2, 4, 6, 10, 12, 14, 17, and 18 out of the first. Race 2, take out 4, True Worth, number 4. Race 3, number 3, We Could Be Heroes, number 3. Out of race 4, number 10, Sutton, 11, Cherry Princess, and 12, Danesque. 10, 11, and 12. Out of race 5, number 2, Car Salute. 3, You're Kidding Me. 5, Cheatham. And 6, Alone With You. 2, two, three, five, and six out of race five. Out of race six, number eight, She's Extraordinary, and 11, Seething Drake, 8 and 11. Race seven, number 17, Fire and Flood, number 17. Out of race eight, number one, Destined to Win, 9, Carter Bell, 11, Magic Miranda, 1, 9 and 11. And the last race, 9, take out 6, Oh So Unfair, 9, Imperious, and 14, Great Panache. 6, 9 and 14 out of race 9 at Wagga.
Thanks, Tan. Couple of quick tips today. Grafton Cup Carnival getting into full swing. South Grafton Cup Day today, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
In race 3, number 1, Devious, very hard to beat. Into race 4, number 1, Impregnable. Race 3, number 1, Devious. Race 4, number 1, Impregnable. And down at Wagga, race 6, number 5, Thunder Road.
Thunder Road, there you go. What's your best for the day?
Devious.
Then?
Yeah, race 3, number 1.
Devious. Race 3, number 1, currently quoted at $4.60.
David Fife having a great trot.
Fife the knife. There we go. All right, we look forward to that. Thank you for that, Tanya. Thank you, Raymond, for those tips. How'd you go last week? You got a...
Got one, I think.
Yeah, got one up, two. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic. Oh, I missed it.
Best bet missed, eh?
Yeah, best bet missed. Okay. I'm with you, Jimmy. When I heard what Bernard was saying, I thought he was arrogant. However, when I saw him saying it, I felt that maybe he was in a bit of a sad place. Yeah, hard to disagree with that one. No name on that one.
Read the one above for Manly Manel, Jim.
Morning, boys. Just a thought of a talk topic called Poles Apart. It'll start with Rachel Murray and Bernard Tomic. Rachel is humble, grounded, thankful and a winner. Say no more.
Well,
cheers,
done,
Manly Manel. Well spotted. We'll get another Manly Man. Peter Peters up next.
Kim Cartwright. South Australian Premier Jay Weatherall will visit the regions today to mark two significant developments for the state and his government. Mr. Weatherall will visit Jamestown in the mid-north, where billionaire investor Elon Musk will build the world's biggest lithium-ion battery. Then Whyalla, where workers at steelmaker Arrium are celebrating after a British billionaire signed a deal to buy the struggling company. Mr. Weatherall says both developments are a clear sign that some of the world's biggest businessmen have no problems investing in South Australia. The final statement from the G20 leaders has exposed a divide between the United States and other members on the Paris Accord aimed at combating climate change. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, hosting the two-day G20 summit, says the negotiations have been difficult.
What becomes clear in this declaration is the dissenting view of the United States, but I am very gratified to note that the other 19 member states of the G20 say the Paris Agreement is irreversible and that it is to be implemented as quickly as possible.
While Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has praised discussions as being very productive.
Only a few hours ago we were finalising with other leaders the communique and ensuring that we were able to produce a document that had the endorsement of all of the nations and leaders around the table. And we worked closely together with other leaders. It was a very productive discussion.
Still on the G20, and Russia's President Vladimir Putin says following sideline meetings with Donald Trump in Hamburg, he believes he's established a working relationship with the US President.
The TV Trump is very different from the real Trump. He's very concrete and responds to questions that are posed or that arise during discussion. So I think if we form our relations in the way that our conversation went yesterday, then there's every reason to think that we can restore, at least in part, the level of cooperation that is required.
Iraqi commanders say their forces are tens of metres away from defeating the Islamic State group in Mosul a day after a major counterattack by the militants. Iraqi officials have made similar pronouncements over the past week as security forces have bottled their enemy up in a sliver of the old city along the Tigris River. The militants hold less than 1 square kilometre of territory but are using civilians as human shields, making it nearly impossible for US-led warplanes to flush them out. Back home, and a man has died after he was found with life-threatening injuries on a street in a coastal town in Western Australia. The 27-year-old died after an incident in Halls Head near Mandurah around 5 a.m. yesterday. Homicide detectives have charged a 22-year-old male with murder. He'll face court today. A Victorian man has been charged after fleeing the scene of a fiery crash in Melbourne, which claimed the life of a 21-year-old motorcyclist. The male bike rider died after crashing into the back of a car in Brighton East on Friday night, with both vehicles bursting into flames. A man and woman in the Holden sedan fled the accident before police arrived. A 28-year-old Ballarat man has been charged with a number of offences, including failing to stop, failing to render assistance, and driving while disqualified. The 29-year-old woman was released without charge. Also in news, Canada's British Columbia has declared a state of natural emergency as firefighters battle dozens of wild blazes, most of which began by lightning strikes. This is Air News. Sam Querrey took only 4 minutes to beat Joe Wilfried Tsonga and reached the fourth round at Wimbledon. The match was suspended Friday by darkness after 2 hours and 54 minutes, with Querrey leading 6-5 in the fifth set. Tsonga served first upon resumption of the match, but Querrey broke to win 6-2, 3-6, 7-6, 1-6, 7-5. In the women's draw, Angelique Kerber subdued the tenacious challenge of American outsider Shelby Rogers in three sets, 4-6, 7-6, 6-4. She next faces Garbiñe Muguruza. A 10-goal second quarter has led Geelong to an 85-point AFL trouncing of Brisbane at the Gabba. The Cats won 25-13, 163 to 11-12, 78 against a Lions side that went into the game buoyed by their biggest win of the season against Essendon last weekend. The second quarter was disastrous for the Lions, however, committing 9 clangers as the Cats notched 10 majors from 19 inside 50 entries to increase their lead to 54 points at the main break. The teams traded goals in the third quarter before the Cats pulled away in the fourth to inflict the Lions' biggest defeat of the season. To NRL, and Manly coach Trent Barrett has unloaded on the NRL referees following his side's 16-8 loss to Penrith. Barrett was filthy after his side was on the wrong end of a 14-4 penalty count, leaving their 5-game winning streak snapped. Also in sport, Chris Froome has retained the overall leader's yellow jersey in the Tour de France. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Shiraz. By DeVortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
The Freedom Sale has been extended, so hurry in and save on absolutely everything in store. Absolutely everything on sale must end Monday at Freedom. Find any excuse. In Preston's, we've got a four-vehicle accident westbound on Camden Valley Way at the M5. If you're off to the airport, give yourself extra time. It's heavy on Marsh Street and Airport Drive approaching the International Terminal. And the Sydney Harbour 10K and 5K is on this morning. It's affecting roads around the Rocks, Walsh Bay, Barangaroo and Pyrmont until 10:30. Get to KFC for a $5 hot rod lunch. A spicy, crunchy KFC hot rod, original recipe tender, potato and gravy, chips and a drink, all for $5 until 4 p.m. for a limited time. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney weather today, sunny, patches of light morning frost in the outer west, winds westerly 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, becoming light in the late afternoon, 0% chance of rain. A maximum of 18 degrees in sunny Sydney, which we can really, you know, if you've got anything planned for this afternoon, whether it be a lunch or a get-together with work colleagues, or indeed option C, a lunch that is a get-together with work colleagues,
that
it's a really nice Christmas in July. July. It'd be really nice. Raymond, what about at Balmain?
We still haven't answered how we're funding this.
I'm not sure that we should disclose to the listeners.
Ill-gotten gains.
You describe them as ill-gotten gains. I wouldn't go that far. Let me assure you of this. The New South Wales Crime Commission will not get you and I in a star chamber and ask us to divulge where we got those funds, otherwise we'll be sent to jail. I don't think that's going to happen. That's what they can do. If you don't cooperate with them in those star chambers,
correct.
You can go to jail. You'll be right, Raymond.
I'm very nervous now. Balmain, currently.
Mind you, in jail, that beautiful hair of yours.
Don't want to go there, Jim. Where are we going by the weather, by the way?
Balmain and Broken Hill.
Balmain, currently the top temperature is 7... current temperature is 7 degrees, heading for 17. Have we ever been to Broken Hill on our weather reports before?
Literally, or...?
No, have we ever been there before?
No.
I just lost it.
Yeah, well, you just collapsed it there. Look, let's have a guess. It's hot in Broken Hill.
It's currently 7 degrees, heading for a sunny day and a top temperature of 16.
The world's greatest fortnight of tennis is now on, and you won't want to miss a game, set or match this Wimbledon with our great odds and offers. TAB, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Your business premises really needs a fresh fit out, but the bank says no.
You need to move fast, but they still say no.
You haven't got time for paperwork, so they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house, and you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. We've got a big hour. We've got Zorba coming up very shortly. Ty Anglin will have a chat too as well. Phil Moss will join us in the studios, which is great. We're going to go inside the New South Wales camp with James Maloney. We're not sure of the exact time. And we'll also have our Z&Z quiz, just a score update there.
14-12.
Correct. You've won 8 straight. It's a rort, officially. 13-53-53, but let's get to Zorba. There's lots to talk about in the world of rugby league, most notably on the peninsula as well, which have attracted some unwanted headlines this week. I'll be fascinated to get Zorba's thoughts on it. Morning, Zorb.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Pete.
I feel for you guys. Unsubstantiated rumours played out across front pages. It must be disappointing. Without any of the evidence that needs to be provided, that the name is being besmirched in this way.
Yeah, Jimmy, Ray, look, it's been a tough week for the club, but we're a resilient club and we've been through all this before now. Bear in mind, I'm going to make some comments now, but I am just a consultant at the Seagulls these days.
Okay.
And these views are my own. Mm-hmm. Now, the New South Wales Crime Squad is obviously under pressure. There's significant funding-related pressure on investigators, given the extensive resources thrown at the so-called match-fixing allegations over the last 2 years.
Yes.
No convictions, no arrests, and no apology to the Sea Eagles Club or the game of rugby league. But, like an upsell, you know, with the knives, remember that old ad? Wait, there's more.
Yeah.
Now there's a salary cap breaches, money laundering, spot-fixing of games, and again, the Sea Eagles are named. The reported stories, or in the words of Donald Trump, fake news again. Manly are yet to be contacted by either the NRL Integrity Unit or the Salary Cap Department on the issue, and they deal with the club on a daily basis on a number of issues. As of now, Manly is unaware officially of any investigation. And as the club said 2 years ago, when the so-called match-fixing allegations arose, put up or shut up. Surely they should go and get some concrete evidence before going to the media and leaking stories. Surely the New South Wales Crime Squad has more important things to do. I would think the Minister for Police would be looking at this saying, how much have we spent on this and come up with nothing? And all they're doing is chasing unsubstantiated innuendo regarding salary caps in sport. It's an insult to the governing body of the NRL and its recently boosted integrity unit to suggest they need police help on this. Surely they can administer their own game.
Exactly. So I always think of the words of the late great Neville Wran in situations like this. You throw some mud, some of it sticks. How do you immune the playing group and the coaching group from these sort of allegations and unsubstantiated rumour?
Well, you look at the way they played last night. I mean, one of the greatest defensive efforts
so brave
by the club. It was just fantastic to see. I mean, we lost the game, 14-4 penalty count, and I want to talk about that a little bit later on. But the playing group, they stick together. They know what they have to do. They're not interested in what goes on in the background and what may have gone on years ago. They're interested in now and today and tomorrow, not what's gone on before. I mean, the suggestions that Nate Miles, you can't get a clearance to go and play for another club if you don't sign off. How are you going to sign off if you say you're owed money? Dylan Walker, he's fine. Named this week as well as those third parties. We don't have a lot of third parties, so we know where they are. I mean, it's scandalous. So, I mean, there were even stories this week that brought us into an issue at the Blacktown Club, which is our feeder club now.
Yep.
But those players that are under contract from the Sea Eagles to Blacktown, that play for Blacktown, are our players that aren't playing NRL. They're paid by the Sea Eagles. The Blacktown players are played by Blacktown. Mm. They come under the auspices of the New South Wales Rugby League, not the NRL. And yet we've been linked with that when they're not even in the NRL competition.
Yeah.
And then they bring up a couple of suicide attempts. How on earth we can get linked with that, I'll never know. It's clutching its drawers.
I thought that was a stretch, ridiculous stretch.
It is a stretch. Yeah. And some of the journos really need to look at themselves. They are just running off, writing stories. I mean, some of them being sued already, and their organisations, like Channel 7, have had to pay out. When they said last year that Steve Maddow's phone was confiscated, the police had to come out and say, no, we didn't confiscate his phone. Mm. I mean, some of these guys that are riding on the game really need to look at themselves because they are not doing themselves any good. I mean, one particular person is not allowed in the New South Wales camp. Well, guess what? He won't be allowed in ours either.
Mm. Hey, Zorba, you're a media professional with great experience. How do you move forward on this?
Mm. Well, you can't do anything else other than keep your sponsors and your fans up to date with what's going on. We've had great support this week from sponsors like URM, who took up our major sponsorship on the front of our jerseys only last night. During this week, they did that.
Mm.
Lotto Land have had great success with us. Would you believe six other clubs phoned Lotto Land this week and said, hey, do you want to get out of the Seagulls deal?
Yeah.
Come with us.
I'm not surprised at that at all.
Well, and they said, hey, we're very happy with where we're going. We've had great support from our sponsors, great support from our fans. They've been through all this before. Look, we said this before, and we'll keep repeating it. Mm-hmm. If there's someone or a number of people that have done the wrong thing, let us know who they are, and we'll get them out of the club.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do any more than that other than to say we are unaware of any investigation. We are unaware of any of the allegations made being true, and the NRL have a perfectly good integrity unit that have cleared us in the last couple of weeks as being the benchmark in the NRL for doing the salary cap. So I don't know where it's going to go from here. I hope there's no issues down the track. I doubt it. I just can't believe that we have, a crime squad involved for a couple of years in the game running down dead ends. If I was the police minister, I'd be saying, hey, go and catch a thief.
Mm. Can hear the passion.
I should have said.
I know what you mean, Zorb. Can hear the passion in your voice. Hey, Zorb, can we talk about what happened last night? You mentioned earlier what a brave performance it was by Manly. Hard to win when you're giving away 14 penalties to four, though.
Well, Friday night I thought South and the Roosters, the play the ball on Friday night was one of the worst I've ever seen.
Yep.
And Ashley Klein's an experienced referee. I mean, we had, and everyone saw it, Big George Burgess facing the sideline to play the ball.
Mm. He was more facing the Roosters' line. He's more facing the other way than he was supposed to be facing the correct way.
I mean, nobody's putting their foot on the ball. Every time he and Jared Warrior Hargraves play the ball, it should be a penalty. Every time they play it.
Mm.
It's just not good enough. And how the referees can nitpick on other issues in the game and not call the whistle on those blatant things is beyond me. Now, Sam Burgess, who is by far carrying South, made a strong run. He was hit across the nose, lost the ball, tackler was friend. He didn't lay down and act and go for the penalty. He struggled to his feet, and then the replay blatantly showed that he was hit across the beak.
Yep.
It should have been a penalty right in front of the post.
Mm.
Now, how both tough judges can miss that, how both referees can miss it when the commentators pick it up easily, I don't know. And they use the replay for a number of things, but not for something like that. I thought Klein was not up to it on Friday night, not up to the standard that we want. And then last night, we saw Henry Perenara. If I had to rate the referees so far this weekend, and bear in mind I've only seen a replay on television of Storm, Parra, Gavin Badger, I'd give him a pass. I'd give Ashley Klein 3 out of 10, and I'd give Henry Perinara last night 2 out of 10. I thought that last night was one of the poorest refereeing performances I've seen in a long, long time.
But, so, but
I want to ask the question, where is Matt Checken and where is Jared Sutton, our number one and number two referees? Sure, the players are in cotton wool. Our best players are not appearing this weekend because of Origin. But the best refs at home watching, why? They're fit. They can easily do 2 games in 4 or 5 days. And we don't have the standard. I think it's an insult to the clubs that are playing this weekend that they don't get the top referees.
Totally agree with you. Mm. You know, we heard about the G-forces that Wade Graham puts pressure on players. Not many G-forces on the referees. They can certainly run around on it. Look, you could do a Friday night game and then give them the Wednesday game. You make a very good point on that one. Just on the Origin, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are this, that if we can't beat Queensland now, we'll never beat them.
Oh,
I mean, without Thurston and without Darius Boyd, without that great goal-kicking of Thurston, it puts more pressure, and he'll handle it on Cameron Smith, but he's not Thurston when it comes to goal-kicking, and it's another role he's got to worry about in the game. I think if New South Wales don't freeze, go out and play football, don't get caught up, and it's going to be hard not to be caught up in that atmosphere there, and don't get into a dogfight, if they play football, they'll win.
Yeah, he's hoping, Zorb. Hey, Zorb, Josh Reynolds' last game at Belmore. We know he's an emotional person the best of times. I'm tipping he'll have a big game today.
Well, people that know Josh Reynolds, and you know, he walks up the main street of Belmore and he's treated like a lord.
Yeah.
He knows all of the shopkeepers, all of the coffee shop owners, all of the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. His mum works at the ground. He's a real Belmore boy, and it's going to be a tough game for him today to get through his last game there, where he grew up watching the Bulldogs. I wish him well, but, you know, he's a professional player. He's moving on to another club. It happens to players in the game today. We've got to face up to that. I wish him well, too. I think the Dogs, 1-12 into New South Wales, 13-plus.
Sorry, could you say that again?
Dogs 1-12.
Dogs 1-12.
Into New South Wales
13-plus.
Okay, Bulldogs 1-12. Just waiting for that price to come up.
Bulldogs 1-12.
$2.90.
Yep.
And
what are the odds? 13-plus.
Let me go back here to.
Be confident, Zorb.
Yeah, I am. I think Cordner. I think Cordner's going to play, and I think. I think Crizell is as tough as teak, that kid.
Yeah.
He'll play. I think New South Wales, they play football. They're going to win this game. They're going to win it well.
Remember, they won 24 up at Suncorp the first time. $4, New South Wales, 13-plus.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. Fantastic, Zorb. Great to have you on, mate. We'll do it again next week.
Okay, boys. Thank
you. See you, Pete.
There he is, Peter Peters. Give us your thoughts on what Zorba had to say about the Manly Club. I know that there'll be people out there that will agree with him. Some will disagree. We'd like to hear it. 1353 53, the open line number. Get us on the SMS as well, 0419 767 272. That's 0419 SMS BSB. Do that now. We've got a break and then we'll be back with more.
Mum, there's no such thing as a free lunch.
No, Lionel.
No, but there's free delivery, free unpacking, and we'll take away your old washing machine free when you buy any Fisher & Paykel or LG washer from Bingley.
But no free lunch.
No, Mum. Free delivery, free unpacking, and free removal of your old washer.
When you buy any Fisher & Paykel or LG washer from Bingley.
The offer won't last, so be quick. See you in store or bingley.com.au for details.
Remember, Lionel, lunch is not included.
Everyone knows a festival is only as good as its lineup, and this year, Volksfest 2017 boasts incredible deals across a wide range of Volkswagen models, like the new Amarok Core 4x4, tougher than ever, and yours from only $40,990 drive away, including impressive features like diff lock, app connect, and rear view camera. Don't miss out on this season of great deals during Volksfest 2017. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
Ride the night with Trackside. For the first time ever, you can now experience the thrill of Trackside thoroughbred, grays and harness races under lights. Switching across to night racing from 7 p.m, you'll see Trackside as you've never seen it before. So, light up your night and play Trackside at your local tap venue. Gamble responsibly.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
Hi, I'm Susie from Delicious Dairies. We're proud to give back to the community by not only supporting our farmers, but by hiring people from Nova Employment who wouldn't necessarily get a chance. They are valued members of our business.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
For the best price and range on a new Mazda, go and see who, Jim?
The man from Mazda. I was there yesterday, Raymond Mulgoa Road. Look to my right, there it was. The magnificent 6 acres of Penrith Mazda.
Exclusively revealed on this show.
Yeah, as exclusively revealed
because
on this program.
Penrith Mazda has over 300 new cars in stock, over 5 acres or 6 acres, doesn't matter. 300 new cars there. Penrith Mazda's BT50 Ute Centre has over 50 Utes on display. Let them package you a great deal. Grab a coffee and a bite to eat in Cafe Zoom while your car is serviced. See the Mazda experts today. Penrith Mazda with a 2016 Mazda Master dealer. They're family owned and operated. As Jimmy said, Mulgoa Road, Penrith, MD 18808.
It's somewhat from Happy Clapper. It's somewhat a length clear from Happy Clapper. It's somewhat hanging on. He wins the Doncaster, a half length to Happy Clapper.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the show. Ty England had a terrific day yesterday at Warwick Farm. 2 winners on Kings of Leon and Isorich, and he's been good enough to give us some of his time early on a Sunday morning. Ty, good morning. Congratulations firstly on the double. And we were talking to Matty Smith earlier about Kings of Leon. He seems to have gone to a new level, this preparation, Ty.
Yeah, morning, Ray. Yeah, it definitely has. He's taken his time, he's prepped with him, which has been a great thing for the horse to mature, and he's a little professional now. Yeah, he's a very nice ride, and he's got a brilliant turn of foot.
Yeah, you tracked in behind Spending to Win, and then it was almost perfect. Yeah, rolled out, and then away you go. Was that plan A, Ty?
No, pretty much. It was, first up we probably got a little bit too far back, but the barrier draw sort of forced us to be where we were at Warrnambool. But, Warwick Farm's only got that one corner, and it's a 300 metre run into the corner, and I knew where the favourite Spending to Win had drawn, and he was going to roll forward to somewhat of a position. So ideally, in that position, you want to stalk a horse that's going to take you right into it, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, no, he was very good late. Isorich is a different sort of ride, isn't he, Ty? He's up on speed. He makes his own luck. He's a tough sprinter, always goes round over the odds. And I'm kicking myself I didn't back him yesterday, Ty, because he got back on top of the ground, which is what he needs.
Yeah, definitely. That was the first time I, jumped on him. But, yeah, he jumped. He put himself there. He travelled strong. And, he's a sort of horse that half clocks off a little bit when he does get in front. So I just had to make sure, I got the best out of him, got him over the line. So it was an exciting little day, that's for sure.
And just like Kings of Leon, Kings of Leon might have been 200 metres out, but the last 100 from Isorich was where that horse really exploded as well. Ty, is that a feature of his racing?
It seems to be. I think he's just tough.
Yeah.
Kings of Leon's more get back in behind him, produce him late, and he rattles off a great furlong and a half, where Isorich, I thought when I rolled into it, I didn't want to go for him that early, but the position I was in, I had to ask him to get going, and that was as soon as we straightened, and he got his head probably 50 metres in front after that, so it was more so just floating, and then when he felt, the second horse come at him, that's when he got going again the last 100, so, good to get a double, obviously, getting towards the end of the season. It's been good.
And how's that beard going, Ty? And I know yourself and Tommy Berry and Brenton Abdullah are growing it for a very good cause, and I think you might be leading the beard off stakes at the moment.
Yeah, I think I got a little head start, actually.
Okay.
I came across it probably 3 weeks ago, and the day I said to Tommy, did he want to do it, he went to, I think it was the Everest function. And he had a clean shave on the Friday, and it was Friday night when I texted him, so he was feeling about that. So I've got a little bit of head start on the boys. But, yeah, Beards of Hope, it's a charity that, you know, I'm pretty close to be with, you know, myself and Aaron losing our twins 3 years ago. And it was their co-partners, Bears of Hope, which, you know, it's a support unit that, you know, it's pregnancy and infant loss. And, yeah, they obviously raising funds and awareness of, you know, how common it is. They're a non-profit organisation, and, yeah, they've been really, really good to us.
That's fantastic. Yeah, Ty, if any of the listeners wanted to contribute to that, where do they go?
Yeah, they could probably find myself or Tommy or... they can probably find on Twitter or just go on to Bears of Hope on their website, www.bearsofhope.com.au, and they'll find, obviously, the link to the Bears of Hope. So, yeah, it's a great charity and should be a little bit of fun to see how ugly we can get.
Good on you, Ty. No, great charity.
Yeah, well done.
Thanks for joining us this morning, Ty, and let that beard grow very long over winter, mate.
Yeah, I'm going to fluff right up.
Good on you, Ty. Thanks for your time, mate.
There is Ty England. A couple of winners yesterday out there at Warwick Farm. 1353-53 is the overline number. We'll get going now. We've got Mossy here. We've got Jimmy Maloney. We've got the quiz. It's all happening here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Your business can secure some extra stock at a great price, but the banks say no.
You want it in time for a peak sales period, yet they still say no.
You need funds before the deal disappears, but they keep saying no.
Turn the no's around and get on with it with OnDeck. Apply online in 10 minutes with just 3 bank statements, not the deed to your house. And you're on your way with the cash flow you need. Visit ondeck.com.au.
OnDeck, the small business loan specialist. Loan subject to lender approval. OnDeck partners with MYOB.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott offer the perfect Magic Millions cult. Bred to be early and bred to be quick by champion first crop and leading second crop sire Smart Missile from group place 2-year-old winner Highland Daughter. Our colts are half brother to Highland Beat, a stakes place 2-year-old winner.
This is a particularly strong individual. Great family, winning mare, and I can't see any reason why he won't be up and running.
For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
The world's greatest fortnight of tennis is now on, and you won't want to miss a game, set, or match this Wimbledon with our great odds and offers. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Choice with the outswinger, and it's got in. Jackson Irvine. He nearly scored in Tehran. He has scored in Sydney. The first international goal for the young midfielder.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Well, there was speculation flying around on Friday that Phil Moss would be on the phone today to deliver his report. That was quickly squashed because of if he's any hope of coming to Christmas in July in the future, then he needs to be a regular here on a Sunday morning in person. He's done that, and we appreciate it. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Ray. Good morning, I'd like to know who your sauce is, or was it a bottle of tomato sauce, Jimmy?
No, it's a sauce very close to the couple. That's who it was. Much like New Idea. now, Western Sydney Wanderers, big game against Arsenal coming up. Tell us about this marquee signing. They've got Oriol Riera.
Yes, he's come from La Liga in Spain. He came through the Barcelona La Masia, the academy there. And the Western Sydney Wanderers assistant coach, Andres Carrasco, was a coach there at the time that Riera was going through. So his mission from his boss, Tony Popovich, was to go and recruit a striker from over there. And he basically sat down with Riera and said, look, we want to play the Barcelona way. Mm-hmm. And Riera's come out in the media and said that was the line, really. That was the opening line, and that was the line that hooked me. I was over, he was in La Liga. He was continually in relegation battles, you know, playing a style of football that was safe and secure to get the point or the three if they could. And he wanted to come somewhere where he thought they'd play an open style of football and an exciting possession-based style. And he was sold on that concept. He said it's a great project, and him and his family wanted a new challenge. So he's gone pretty much as far away from Spain as he possibly could.
It's a big signing for the Wanderers. Mark Bridges coming home Phil, where's he going to?
Yeah, we're not sure yet, but he was at Chiang Rai in Thailand. He obviously left the Wanderers under much fanfare because he was, I think, their leading goal scorer at the time he left, a club legend, been part of the setup for years. And there's a chance, obviously, I think Tony Popovich would be very keen to lure him home. But I believe Newcastle are also in the hunt. You know, Bridgie's one of those players that scores goals, and he scores big goals. He scored, I think he was in 3 grand finals, scored in all 3, I think it was his record at the time. And, you know, great guy, great club man. So it'll be interesting because he's played for both clubs. He's played for Newcastle, played for the Wanderers, obviously. Scored the winning goal in the grand final for Newcastle against the Mariners, if my memory serves me correctly. So, yeah, watch this space. He'd be a good pickup, still young enough to definitely make a mark in the A-League.
The Arsenal tour, we're excited about that. There's 80,000 both nights, which is just incredible out there at ANZ Stadium. We're going to be giving away tickets, a couple of double passes, one to the Western Sydney Wanderers game and one to the Sydney FC game a little bit later on
in
the
program. I rang in for that quiz, by the way, Jimmy.
What's that?
My call was blanked. Yeah. I rang in to try and enter that quiz and it was blanked.
Yeah, there's a reason for that, Phil. But anyway, we'll move on. Peter Cech. It's been, how long's he been playing in the English Premier League? But he said some nice things about Timmy Cahill and other Australians.
Yeah, he has. He's paid tribute to Timmy Cahill, Mark Schwarzer, Mile Jedinak. And it was a nice touch, actually, because someone of Peter Cech's standing in the game, and particularly in the English game, you know, you sit up and you take note. And he basically said that those three players in particular have really opened the door and encouraged EPL managers to look at Australians. And obviously there was players before, in Mark Viduka, Harry Kewell, Lucas Neal, you know, Craig Johnson, Robbie Slater. You know, we've had plenty of players who have played in the EPL, but this was a really pointed tribute to those three, and particularly Mark Schwarzer. I mean, think about his career. He's been great, unbelievable. Player. And to end it, he ended it on the bench for Leicester when they went on that incredible run. Chelsea, when they went on that, and they won the EPL, so... You know, an amazing tally of medals for Mark Schwarzer in the latter part of his career, but a wonderful servant of the game and ambassador for Australian football.
Absolutely. Germany jumped Brazil to go to number one after the Confeds Cup. Not surprising. What about the Socceroos? Where are they now, Phil?
Yeah, they jumped up to 45th, Ray. So they've jumped 3 places from 48 to 45th. We spoke during the week. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough to get Mark Milligan over the line. And I did a little bit of homework on that. And the reason for that is the average over the last 2 years, the average ranking of the Socceroos was above... Or below, I should say, below 50.
Okay.
No, above 50.
Yeah.
Greater than 50.
Higher than.
Yeah.
Hang on, it's early.
Now we've got
using myself.
Hang on
a minute. I need my calculator.
50 or more.
Yeah, that's right. I think the average was about 52 or 53 over the last 2 years. So the average had to be
below number 50.
We're
playing charades on the radio.
Closer to one than 50.
Sounds like
that's
that.
Right. So he's moved to England with Bolton, has been scuppered by that. That's
three
right,
syllable
three syllables. Yeah. Two numbers. But anyway, so he may well end up back in the A-League with Melbourne Victory or stay in the Middle East. But that was bad news for Millsy because he's been a wonderful player for Australia. And he deserved, I think he deserved a good move to Europe somewhere. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen unless he goes to one of those countries where the work permit is not such a big deal, like your Belgiums and places like that, Scandinavia. I don't think that'll happen.
France, apparently we had Mike Tomolaris from SBS just crossing the border from Switzerland into France. There was no one around. Just away you go.
It's a red carpet straight through, Mike. Yeah.
When the soccer is next up against Thailand?
Yes.
Vital game, obviously, and then a big one against Japan. Thailand here in Australia, which is significant.
Yeah, that's right. And Thailand ranked 131 in the world in those rankings we were just talking about. So the Socceroos, absolute must 3 points. I think they need 4 points from six to qualify in that top two. If not, we're in third spot, and we've got to go through the home and away qualifier in October, I think 5 and 10, I think it is. And then you're really throwing the cat amongst the pigeons. So.
Hey, this will be close to Jimmy's heart, Phil. Wayne Rooney was spotted at Everton training.
You all right, Jimmy?
Well, there's a bit of symmetry around him returning to Everton. By the way, he's had it too now, so we can get rid of him.
Well,
you just discard a club grade.
No, there is no loyalty in sport. We know that.
Being a Liberal, I'm all about balance.
Oh, yeah.
So it looks like you're going to lose Wayne Rooney, but you're going to gain Lukaku.
Pretty good.
Lukaku scored more than 20 goals, more than 20 goals for the last two seasons. And last season missed out in the Golden Boot to Harry Kane by a couple of goals and, you know, 25 goals, I think it was, in 37 league games last season.
That's why Jimmy's happy then.
Yeah.
The problem was, it looks like they've just agreed terms, and then he gets arrested in Beverly Hills, making too much noise with Paul Pogba in a mansion that they've rented out for their holidays. So,
as you do.
He's got to go back to court in America on October 2, which is chock-a-block full of Premier League games and international games for Belgium. But anyway, Wayne Rooney.
Feel better now, Jim?
Absolute legend.
Much better.
Did I bring balance to that conversation?
I loved it. Phil's brilliant.
That reminds me of a mate of mine went to Vegas and was at one of those pools, you know, the pools where you can hire out the cabana.
Yeah.
And he hired one out. Like, it just spent all his money on it. Next door was Frank Lampard.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think Frank did it every day for a week.
Funny how they can afford
I'm surprised, based on those photos we saw, I'm surprised that Jurgen Klopp wasn't in the cabana next to them.
Mate, Jurgen, he likes a cabana, doesn't he, down at Ibiza.
But Wayne Rooney, absolute legend for the club. If he does move back to Everton, it's a great story. It's
yes,
a Cinderella
yes, yeah.
story from Everton to Man U. Won a heap of things there, scored 253 goals. And now he's back to his childhood club, if it all comes off.
Will always be a legend of the game. Bad rug, but a legend of the game. Yeah. That's Wayne Rooney I'm talking about, not you, Phil Moss. Thank you very much for coming in.
Phil Moss with his bouffant.
Exactly. Good on you, Mossy.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks on you. Good one, mate. We'll speak next week. 1353-53 is the open line number. Got to get to callers now. Bob's on the line. G'day, Bob.
Morning, fellas. Was Silver in Cessnock this morning?
Was he in Cessnock?
Yeah.
What makes you say that, Bob?
Because it sounded like he was coming from wine country. I mean, they could have solved their problems last night by listening to the referee. The referee said, listen, stop it. And they kept doing it. And he kept saying, stop it. I think they were lucky they didn't lose a player to the sin bin.
Mm.
Now, it's all about discipline. And they came out after the game and say, the referee cost us the match. Your players cost you the match by giving away the penalties. Your captain, sitting there and arguing when you're told to go away, continue to argue, he was lucky he didn't get sent off as well.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a game of discipline. Now, our problem with rugby league is that every referee has a different game book. But once that referee has established what this week's rules are, just play to them. And you won't get a 14-4 or whatever it was penalty count against you.
Yeah, really good call. Discipline was an important key. What about a CD pack going by?
Absolutely, yeah, Bob.
Very good call, Bob.
I've got to say, I was travelling home in the car, so I didn't see that game. I heard it, but I didn't see that game.
Listen to the first half, watch the second,
right.
And that one word that Bob said, discipline, that was the key.
All right, fair enough. Good on you, Bob. Great call, mate. Stay on the line. Stay on the line. We'll send you out some CDs courtesy of Sony Music, or we'll help you subscribe to the podcast that Rachel Murray listens to about garlic and how the great medicinal purposes that you can use that for. 1353-53. Dave's on the line. G'day, Dave.
G'day, Jimmy. G'day, Raymond.
Good morning, Dave.
I tell you what, Jimmy, you'll be looking forward to TK coming back, all the money you've made over the last few weeks.
He's looking forward to a sleep in, Dave.
Dave, I've got a growing family to feed, you know.
I just reading, boys, I did a bit of channel surfing last night. I watched the Waratahs. Oh, I don't know what's going on there.
It's just going goodness. Bad to worse.
Beaten comfortably by the Jaguars.
Anyway. And then I was watching Parramatta and Storm, and I thought, well, that's going to script. Well, I thought the Storm would put up a bit of a better fight, especially last time in the Origin game, if you remember, they went down in the last minute.
Yes, they did. Yeah,
and
a couple of para tries though, they were outstanding.
Oh,
brilliant ball movement.
And then as I'm channel surfing, I'm looking at St Kilda and Richmond. Like I kept going back to it. I could not believe. Yeah, I'm a good all round sportsman.
Mm-hmm.
And geez, talk about just blow them off the park in one half a footy.
Well, 14 goals to one at half time, wasn't it? St Kilda's way.
Absolutely amazing.
Mm.
And that's after, of course, our Swannies are sticking up the Melbourne Press's nose.
How good's that? I reckon they're a top four chance.
Well, 0-6 are now 8-9.
Oh, you might just like to see them get in there. And that, as we all know, it's another game of footy when you get to the finals.
Mm. Well, I reckon there's every other side in the eight do not want to face Sydney. No matter where they are.
Love Dave's versatility. CD pack going Dave's way.
Geez, what are we, Ray? A CD store?
There's plenty there to get.
Technically, we are, courtesy of Sony Music. So, another CD
good
pack coming Dave Wilson, Dave's way. And by the way, we can talk about all the CDs that we've given away this afternoon at the Christmas in July, which is something else. Put that down as an agenda item, Raymond. 1353-53, the open line number.
There are footy games then, there's Origin 3. It'll be all-out war on Wednesday night for the decider. So the Big Sports Breakfast team are travelling deep into enemy territory. We're bringing you three big shows from Brisbane's Queen Street Mall. Listen in for your chance to win Blues and Maroons gear, thanks to Classic Sportswear and Amart. The Big Sports Breakfast Origin 3 editions from 5:30 a.m. Tuesday through Thursday on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Racing 1. Japan, Korea.
The best of Asian racing.
Live and exclusive to Sky Racing.
Great staff are always the most important element of business. Nova Employment is a free disability employment service that takes the time to find you the right candidate.
I'm Ross Newcomb from Newcomb & Co Chartered Accountants. In 2013, we employed Charles to be part of our admin team. His dedication makes him an asset to our business and clients. We recommend other employers focus on ability.
So if your business could benefit from great staff with ability, join the over 15,000 Sydney businesses who have made the switch. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
To the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Just before we get to Trent Lenscale from tab.com.au, Sparty says on Twitter, great interview with Rachel Murray. Had YouTube blokes covered completely. Well spoken, clever young lady, and supremely talented. Agree. And on the
us CD having been pack covered, going Sparty's way.
Agree. So there you go. Yeah, no challenge
well done,
from us
Sparty,
on that
love
one. Let's get to Trent Lenscale from tab.com.au. Morning, Trent. A draw.
Mm.
Yeah. Given the fall in Hawthorne, you probably take that. Morning, mate.
Good morning, fellas. And, well, we somehow managed to beat Collingwood last Sunday, and that was a surprise, according to the betting. And then we've got the share of the spoils yesterday. Fellas, we looked like we were home at one stage, and then GWS had that run in the last quarter, and then all of a sudden a goal gets kicked over. Heeshaw was heading his... He was wondering, you need to be about Stretch Armstrong to try and get it. So it was just bad luck for the Giants.
The bounce of the ball, Trent. Bounce of the ball.
Extremely rare for a side to have consecutive draws, I'll say that much.
Yeah, I can't think of it when it last happened. Hey, Trent, we've got Canterbury versus Newcastle this afternoon, complete round 18. And then the big one, Queensland versus New South Wales Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's just the one today, Ray. 4 o'clock at the Belmore Sports Ground, where you've got Canterbury $1.36 and Newcastle $3.15. The line 7.5. Just the favourite options for the margin betting. You've got the Bulldogs by 13 plus at $2.40 and 1 to 12, $2.90. Marcelo Montoya, he's the $8 favourite to score the first try, with Herod Holland and Josh Morris. They are both at 9, and then Brinko Lee 10. So dominated by Bulldogs players. But as you touched on, the big one is Wednesday night at Suncorp Stadium. And just with what we're anticipating, fellas, we're thinking this will be the biggest ever in terms of turnover, because obviously the deciding factor.
Ballpark figure, Trent?
I'd say just over 4.5, around that mark.
Big money.
But the fact that Queensland, and they managed to get through an Origin 2, and they were favourites straight afterwards to win Game 3, and then a couple of days later, the injury news to Jonathan Thurston. So Queensland are the $2.10 outsiders. New South Wales, $1.75. The line's 1.5. There's nothing in it. Margin betting, just you got the Blues, 1 to 12, $2.75. The Maroons, 1 to 12, $3.10. Blake Ferguson and Brett Morris, they are the $11 equal favourites to score the first try. And in the man of the match, Cameron Smith is the $7 favourite, and Mitchell Pearce at $8. But it promises to be an absolute beauty, fellas. The punters have certainly got us in the first two games, and we'll see what happens in Origin 3 on Wednesday night.
The mighty Blue Boys. Can the Blue Boys do it this afternoon, round 16 in the AFL as well, Trent?
Well, they're $2.45 outsiders, Ray. They're not despised against Melbourne at $1.55.
The
line is 9.5, so that's the 3:20 match at the MCG. Just in the margin, betting the Demons under 39.5 at $2.05 is the favourite option. The first of the matches this afternoon, a 1:10 start at Etihad Stadium. It won't be a capacity crowd, this one. North Melbourne $1.45 and Fremantle $2.75. The line there is 4 $14.5, and you've got the Kangaroos by under 39.5 points at $2.20, the favourite option there. And then the 4:40 match at Domain Stadium, important for these sides looking to perhaps get a top four berth. You've got West Coast $1.70, Port Adelaide $2.15, the line is 2.5, and you've got the Eagles under 39.5, the favourite way at $2.25.
Call now if you'd like to be part of the quiz. Score update, Raymond?
14-12.
Your favour, 8 straight, Rort. Update on Wimbledon, Trent?
Well, we've got the rest day today, Jimmy, so there's no matches, but then we get into the fourth round at tomorrow night, our time, into the early hours, and they'll have both the men and the women. So just an update on the men's winner after the three rounds. Apart from Stan Wawrinka, there hasn't been too many upsets. Roger Federer is the $3.25 favourite. Rafael Nadal at $3.50. Novak Djokovic at $4.50. There was one punter during the week that had 10,000 at the $5.50. Andy Murray at $6.50. And then Marin Cilic, the best of the other men, at $16. The women's winner, well, Petra Kvitova was a favourite. She got beaten. Then we had Carolina Pliskova. She was knocked out a night later, so it is completely wide open. Johanna Konta is the $6 favourite. Coco Vandeweghe at $7.50. Garbin Muguruza at $8. Then you've got Angelique Kerber, Yelena Ostapenko, and Venus Williams all at $9. So good luck trying to find the winner there in the women's. And just for tonight, in the Women's Cricket World Cup at 7:30, the Australians are in action. They're 4-for-4 so far, and they're $1.65 to beat the old enemy England at $2.25. So there's plenty of sport, fellas, and obviously plenty of racing around. And you can check out all the markets and plenty more at tab.com.au.
Great job, Trent. We do appreciate it. Trent Langscale there from tab.com.au. Yes, Jimmy, you are a CD store. Insanity. Go Ray in the quiz. Steve. Well, here we go, Steve. Unbelievable. You know what the percentage chance of you winning 8 straight is?
Tell me.
0.0039%.
It's been a pure fluke. It'll turn.
Anyway.
Maybe not. Hopefully not today.
I think there's collusion going on here. I'm going to be player one, and Jim is playing
for Jim.
For me. Well, yep. Jim's really playing for himself. G'day, Jim.
Hello, mate. How you going?
Really well. Yep. Hope you do well here today, Jim.
Well, I hope so.
Let me assure you, though, the odds are stacked against us. Because
it's an even playing field,
it
Jim.
It is not.
Mr. Luckman.
Anyway, we're running uphill here, Jimmy. Yeah, there we go. Look at that. Question one. Which of these NRL teams ranked higher in line breaks after round 17? Was it the Broncos, the Panthers, or the Warriors?
Go with the Broncos.
Who was the first try scorer in the Tigers v Knights game last Sunday? Was it Malachi Watene Zalesniak, Kevin Naguama, or David Nofaluma?
First bloke, what was his name?
Malachi Watene Zalesniak?
Yep.
Well, well spotted. Good work, Jimbo. Question three, it's ridiculous. Which country, Jim, will host next year's IIHF World Under-18 Championship Division 2 Group B ice hockey competition. So that's the IIHF, that's the International Ice Hockey Federation World Under-18 Championship Division 2 Group B.
This is only going to be a guess, so give me them.
Croatia, Turkey, or Russia?
Russia.
See, look, I can tell that there's a lot of people in Croatia that are really looking forward to that, and that's where it's going to be.
Division 2 Group B.
Imagine being in Division 2 Group A. Anyway, look at those blokes in Group B. We've got it all over them.
This is why we pay Jeremy the big bucks.
Does he get paid for this? Does he?
Hey,
feeding him. I thought that was what today's lunch was about. Thank the work experience, kid. You're the schmuck.
Okay. Oh. We'll get this back on track. So that's your score, Jimmy, is
one out of three.
Julie's on the line. Julie, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Julie, the good news is you only need two to win here. I'll back you in, Julie. Here we go.
Okay, thank you.
Question number one. Which of these NRL teams are ranked higher in points scored after round 17? Is it the Dragons, the Cowboys, or the Sharks?
Sharks.
Good.
Okay, here we go, Julie. Question number two. Who was the last try scorer in the Tigers versus Knights game last Sunday? Was it Aaron Woods, Luke Brooks, or Jacob Little?
Jacob.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Okay, Julie, we need this one. Question number three. Which country will host next year's World Team Table Tennis Championships? Lithuania, Sweden, or Ukraine?
Sweden.
Oh, no.
Magnificent.
Can't be beaten this way.
Now, what are we doing with this, Jimmy?
We'll give a range.
Okay, here we go.
We'll give a range.
Here we go, Julie. This is the tiebreaker question. What was the ODI batting average of Merv Hughes? Now, it was between 11 and 12 runs.
11.6.
Okay, yep.
Yeah.
All right, 6. Stay on the line there, Julie. Let's go back to Jim. G'day, Jim.
Yeah, mate.
What was the ODI batting average of Merv Hughes between 11 runs and 12 runs?
11.8.
Julie's done it. Outstanding.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Julie, you there?
Hang on.
Yeah.
You've won, Julie. Absolutely outstanding. What's your team, Julie?
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Panthers.
Oh, there you go. I knew I'd like Julie.
Won a race seven sides. There you go.
And a good win last night, Julie. You've had a fantastic...
Yes, it's for my brother, actually. It's his birthday, so I'll get it for him.
Oh, okay.
He went last night.
Did he? Okay.
Very kind
weekend.
Of you, Julie.
We'll stay on the line, Julie. We'll get a...
Thank you.
Z&Z watch. The Panthers colours out your way. Score check, James.
Oh, look at you. Look at you and your... Bloody score checks.
That was out of the clutch, wasn't it?
12, you, 15. Nine straight.
That is phenomenal.
Nine straight. Can you believe it?
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
How did that happen? Were your inflections a little different on Sweden? I thought they were.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
You can play back the tape and listen.
Absolutely,
to it.
I do.
And you think I'm a competitor.
Ray and Jimmy. Wayne Rooney only ever wanted to play for teams that hated Liverpool. Hedgie. Good on you, Hedgie. Yeah. Good point. We all hate Liverpool in here.
No, we don't.
Except Raymond. Midnight's there. Hello, Midnight.
Hello, Jimmy. G'day, Ray.
Morning, Midnight. Good morning, Midnight.
Have you been a good weekend on the punt so far?
You have or you haven't?
I haven't.
Yeah, well, times two.
And more like yesterday, I had collateral, sun craze, the second step. They all went down.
Yeah, well, Sun Craze was insured to run second when Ray Thomas wrote about the horse running second so often on Friday and Saturday.
I backed all three of those too, actually. I
think the three of them were his three special.
Yeah, I backed second step as well. So anyway, one of those days.
Anyway, but I did get out of the trouble a little bit at Belmont. There was a horse called Midnight Drama.
Well, you had to back that, didn't you?
It was 101 fixed odds. It was 101 for a win and 480 for a place.
Did you back it?
It just got nutted. It come home and run second.
Okay.
So I got a little bit back.
Oh, nice one.
But I'm still alive in the multi.
And what's your multi,
The Sydney Roosters, the Sydney Swans, and the West Coast Eagles.
Okay.
Good luck with that today.
There you go. Now, have you got a team for us, Midnight?
Yeah, I can give you a rugby league team for the week.
Yep. Fire away, Midnight.
I just got to think where to go to, but where was I just talking about the Roosters and the Swannies and the
West Coast Eagles.
Yeah.
We might go that way.
Okay.
All we have me fullback will be Danny Peacock. The wingers, Ian Heron and Jason Nightingale. The centres, Jeff Starling and Jack Bird.
Yes.
The halves, Norm Hawke and Brett Finch. The lock, Johnny Quayle. Second row will have Logan Swan and Bob Crane. Props will have Ron Crowe and old mate of mine, Greg Drake.
Greg Drake? Is he a mate of yours?
Oh, he's a good mate of mine,
I played against Greg Drake.
I invited him out for a cup of coffee one day.
Yeah.
Because he's an electrician by trade.
Yeah.
And I said, while I'm boiling the kettle, I said, just go in the bathroom and fit that little test again, will you? So he isn't a bad bloke.
Too smart, you, Midnight. What about
Who's
your hooker?
Your hooker, yeah.
Well, my hooker, play for Newtown. Sid Sparrow.
I did not.
He did so.
I'm going to look him up.
Old Blue Bags, man.
Old yeah, Blue Bags. Right.
Outstanding, Midnight.
Do you want a coach, I suppose?
Yeah, we need a coach.
Well, what about Someone from South and East for you, mate. What about Craig Wing?
Very good. What was his name? Sid Sparrow.
Producer Jeremy?
Sid Sparrow.
Do we give Midnight a CD pack? We will.
No, yeah, I got one 2 weeks ago, mate.
Yeah, that's enough for you. What do you think we are, a music store here or something?
I'll give the bloke on the courtesy bus, Roger Waters. I'll give me old mate the Adam Harvey, Becky Cole one. Then I kept the Aussie Rock one.
With the bloke on the
courtesy
bus.
Just hand him around, mate.
Yeah, hand him around. Yeah, this is the greatest advertisement for Sony Music I think we've ever heard on this radio station.
He's a sharing soul, you know? He's a sharing soul.
Yeah, well done. Well done.
Loved it.
Thanks very much for the call. I'll tell you what, I've looked up on Rugby League Project for Sid Sparrow. He doesn't exist.
Oh,
you've made
you
him up. Oh. It's a rort. The quiz is a rort. Midnight's teams are a rort. The whole thing's a rort. Looking
you
forward to the rort
up
this afternoon, by the way, the lunch that we're going to, Raymond. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
We still haven't worked out how we're funding this. Are we going shares or everything?
If we thought last hour was busy, what about the next one? Wayne Pearce is our legend of the game. Somewhere in there will be Jimmy Maloney, maybe. Brendan Santalab is going to be on the phone and telling us what's coming up for he and for Western Sydney Wanderers.
And we're giving away those double passes to both those Arsenal games.
Correct, courtesy of ANZ Stadium. And we're going to have a chat with Dean Bulldog Ritchie live from the cryo thing.